Chapter 1. My grandpa always said, there are only two stances to take when arguing with a woman, and neither works. Which is probably how my sister talked me into this matchmaking scheme. J.A. Harris III. When the stage passes by this time next week, I will be on it. What? 28-year-old Audie Harris glanced over his shoulder, noting the defiant lift to his sister's chin. A burst of wind blew with a vengeance, causing the wooden signboard of the Rocking H Ranch to squeak and sway on its hinge. Hold up a minute while I finish securing the water barrel to the wagon. Then you can tell me what new burr is under your saddle. His jaw twitched as he secured the last knot. He had to agree with his grandfather's advice. There are only two stances to take when arguing with a woman, and neither works. The last thing he needed this morning was to waste time arguing. It's the same complaint I've had since you inherited this ranch from Grandpa 2 years ago. Nose in the air with nostrils flaring, Anna's anger was as apparent as the wind billowing her skirts. While you and the boys are out rounding up cattle, I'm stuck here by myself, miles away from town with only prairie dust, cows, and manure for company. It's not like you're entirely by yourself. You've got Katie and Buck to keep you company. Audie smoothed his beard and stared at the sky. Twilight faded into the break of day, sending rays of light toward the family's 5-room adobe structure. You're just tired. It was only last week that you declared your favorite place to be was on the covered porch late in the day when there's nothing to see but blue sky and open spaces.
Just because I appreciate the beauty of the place doesn't mean I want to live here the rest of my life. Truly, our baby sister is the only reason I've lasted this long.
Straying locks of dark hair blew across his sister's face, and her blue eyes, so like his own, grew misty.
Even though I admire your resolve to make the ranch profitable again, this has been the longest 2 years of my life. I'm lonely, Audie, and I want a home and a family of my own.
Which is the reason I let you weasel me into this matchmaking venture. When my new bride arrives, she'll give you the help and companionship you need.
Anna tossed her long braid over her shoulder. Your words, not mine. Using the matchmaking service may be my idea, but every decision I make is not about saving the ranch. I want us both to have a chance at happiness.
Things won't always be this hard. While the war was raging, thousands of longhorn cattle left to breed unchecked still roam free for the taking. What's proven trickier is how long it takes to fatten them up.
He inclined his chin toward the split rail fence he'd rebuilt, pig tight, horse high, and bull strong. Several steers lay amongst the buffalo clover, seemingly unaffected by the vibrant sapphire blue petals.
This next roundup should allow us to pay the taxes and purchase some new horses. By this time next year, we'll be sitting as pretty as that field of bluebonnets. That's no exaggeration.
What about you personally? Your days are so focused on rounding up cattle, you've forgotten your dream of breeding and training horses.
Audie rubbed his chest. I haven't forgotten, but the cattle will provide the cash flow we need to keep food on the table.
A table so extended it's taken over the front parlor.
His sister let out an exaggerated breath.
Please try to see my side of things. This ranch is a dream you and our grandfather shared, but it's not mine. The man I've been writing to owns a sawmill and lives close to town. He's willing to share his life with a spinster like me.
You're only 21, and that's hardly old enough to be a spinster. The men in Texas must outnumber women 50-1. Just because I'm settling and marrying for convenience doesn't mean you need to. You still have plenty of time to meet someone, fall in love, and marry.
We've been over this again and again. How am I supposed to meet anyone? We are miles away from town and our nearest neighbors.
The sound of hoots and hollers turned his attention past the bunkhouse toward the recently extended corral. He scowled at the sight of the two youngest ranch hands, whose energies seemed more focused on horseplay than gathering equipment and supplies for their week-long cow hunt. Audie cupped his palms together and hollered,
"Jonah! Noah! You boys had better save some of that energy. You're gonna need it. Go ahead and ready your horses. We'll be leaving shortly."
Turning on his heel, he turned his attention back to his sister.
They still have some growing up to do, but they're coming around.